Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Achtung Mall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Bermondsey. Accept no substitute.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to part two of this weekend's Achtung Millwall, dwelling, if we really must, on yesterday's awful defeat up there at Huddersfield Town, 1-0, thanks to a late winner for the Terriers in almost the last kick of the game, or last header of the game, in yesterday's case. This is part two of a double header edition. This one's going to feature a slightly longer post than normal from one of our regular contributors, always a voice I like listening to, is Tony Monday. And he's got a lot to say regarding the whole Neil Harris debate, the situation of the club. And I thought it merited a short show in its own right. So we're going to take you over now to voice note received following yesterday's match from Tony Monday. Let's have a listen to Tone.
Hello, Nick. Tony Monday. I wasn't going to ring in because I've been so angry over the last 24 hours. But I think I need to just for therapy, just to get it all off my chest. Because it's a total fucking shit show. And I don't even know where to start, but we've just played two teams, Rotherham, apart from us, 1 point in 12 games. That point was against Huddersfield. And Huddersfield, who has just gone 6 without a win, and couldn't hit a barn door with a fucking, with a bow and arrow, or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? And let's be honest, yesterday, they was absolutely shit. Huddersfield was shit. It's just going back to what we've spoken about before. I mean, I'll get into some players in a bit, but it's just got to go on the manager. Not just the manager, he's come back and we've won a few games. But it's what we've been saying before, is the fact that the way he sets up and the way he plays the games, it's... Right, let's just make it ugly. Let's make it difficult. And we'll try not to lose, but we'll try to nick one. Well, all those games are fine margins, aren't they? And now those margins have gone against us in the fact that, right, we beat Southampton heavily under the cosh. It was a good back-to-the-wall performance. We beat Watford, where we scored, a free kick, another set piece, where the keeper should have saved, pushed it in, and then we've sort of gone on the back foot for 87 minutes. Birmingham was a 0-0 game all over. Neither keeper made a save, and again, the margins worked in our favour. We got that late goal, and they're working against us. It's just, that's what this style of football does. And that's why I think a lot of us have said at the start, yeah, because fucking pumped them all up when he first came in, and all that, but it can't last. We've seen that. We've seen that from last time he was here. And I'm really, really worried now, really, because I actually think we're going. I didn't even fancy us to win yesterday. It's just because we know it's... Are they going to get that bit of luck, or are we going to get that bit of luck? Because that's how our games are. That's how we're being set up. We're using the same 13 workhorses for every game. And if that's how he's made that decision to, that's how we're going to play from when he come in till the end of the season. I think he'll play that way next season if he's still here as well, but that's what he's made his mind up to do. And now we're banging it. We was literally out of it. Not quite out of it, but you know what I mean? We was gone, so to speak. And now we're banging it. Lose Tuesday, and you know what's going to happen. It'll chaos will ensue on Twitter and on the message boards and all that. But as I said, the same goes for Tuesday. It's going to be ugly. Try and stop them playing. Try and get a 0-0. Maybe we'll nick one. That's just not the way, is it? Yesterday, okay, we missed a couple of chances, but we're not actually creating chances. It's just chucking the ball into the box. We're not passing. We're not looking for Obafemi. Not looking for him. We're just hitting hopeful balls. It happened against West Brom, right? And everyone said, oh, we created enough chances. We created one chance properly. And that's one Watmore blazed over. The two in the first half, the goal was a long punt from Leonard. The defender got mixed up and headed it into Watmore's path. And the ball one Obafemi missed was, again, another Leonard ball over the top. And then we sat back for the last 40 minutes. We didn't create much there at all. As I said, we've missed some chances, but it's chaos chances. What we were talking about months ago, the Millwall chaos. Do you know what? It's such a fucking load of bollocks and such a big myth, right? Giving 100% is the minimum these players should be giving. So just to say, oh, I'm giving it all for him, but they should be doing that anyway. They're on a lot of money. They're on more money than our players have ever been, this bunch. And they're just not producing. I just think they lack a bit of bottle, definitely. They've got lack a bit of conviction, and just everything seems a little bit scared to do anything. But if your tactics are that and playing hopeful, what's the point? I don't get it. I mean, one of your contributors said football's 90% man management and 10% tactics. Honestly, I still laugh at that comment because it's absolute bollocks. Well, go and tell Pep Guardiola that, and go and tell Jurgen Klopp that. It's bollocks. Tactics is what makes a manager a manager. What makes a team a team. And our tactics are just not good enough. And what happened yesterday, after 70-odd minutes, was just showed me everyone saying that Harris has evolved. And I think he said it himself. I've evolved as a coach since I've been gone. No, he hasn't. And he proved it yesterday. He proved it. My heart sank yesterday when he took Obafemi off and he brought a right back on, or a right wing back on. And then 90th minute, he took... who was the other one he took off? I can't remember. Hutchinson. Was it Long? Took Longman off and brought Hutchinson on. So he took our attacking players off and he invited Huddersfield to come and have a go. Now, go back to 18-19 season and 19-20. This is exactly what his tactics were then. We were getting leads, 1-0 leads, 2-0 leads, and he was taking all the forwards off and then trying to see the last 10 minutes out. And off the top of my head, I can think of Middlesbrough, first game of the season, 2-0 up. They scored two in injury time because we sat back. Swansea, the same season. Brighton in the cup. That was an ongoing thing that the fans were... He was really pissing the pans off of it. And he's done it yesterday. Done it again. Allowing a team that can't buy a win come and have a go. And they scored. That defeat yesterday... And I'm not saying the Rotherham one is. Yesterday is all on him. All on him. And listening to the interview afterwards, it just got me. It was the same old cliches. The group. Mentioned Murray Wallace. Oh, big Millwall type player. The players ain't got the quality. The players didn't do this. They haven't got the quality to do this. And pass it. But there's players on the bench that have got that quality, but he's using the same 13 workhorses game after game. And he's saying, oh, we can't make 15-yard passes. Some of us have been saying that certain players in the middle, or basically both of them in the middle, can't pass the ball forward. They can't make those passes. Yet he keeps picking them. And now he's picking up and saying, oh, we can't make 15-yard passes. He's picking the team. He's choosing the tactics. And yet, not once did he say, oh, I might have got this wrong today. That would be a point. Would have been to, it wasn't what we wanted, but it would have been okay. It would have got that little breathing space over Huddersfield. And he's let them back in it. He's let them back in it by just sitting back, come and have a go. And I think we all knew it was coming. Players, listen, I could literally have a go at all of them, really. I feel sorry for Obafemi because he's just, what's the point in playing someone 5'6" if you're not going to devise a system where you can play the ball into his feet or someone coming from deep to support him when the ball comes in? Because it's just not happening. He's just playing up there. He's just chasing the ball down time after time. And it's just no good. It's just no good. We've got players on the bench. And he's saying about lack of quality. Yes, he's got quality. Listen, I'm one of the ones who'll say it. I don't think he's done a huge amount when he has played. But you can see he's got a touch of quality and all that. Mayer come on against Rotherham last week. And in 10 minutes... He got down the line four times, beat the player every time. He got three balls into the box and one got blocked for a corner. Exactly what you want a winger to do. But what were we doing? We're playing a centre midfielder out on the wing. Centre midfielder. Because he's just trying to shoehorn him in because he works hard. He should be in the centre midfield where his best position is. I don't know where we go. We've got the two options now for the rest of the season. We've got five games left. Is play for five draws, hope we win one. I can't believe I'm saying it. It's probably the way we're going to have to go. I think what it is the way he will go. Or do we say, hang on, do you know what? Let's chuck the talented players on. Let's do away with this absolute fucking running hard bollocks and try and win some games. Because we only need to win one, probably, and probably nick 4 points. And that should probably be enough. But will he do that? I don't think it's stick or twist. Play for five draws or go for a win or two wins. I just don't know whether to go for it. He insists on playing Jake Cooper, and he's not just the only one. So did the previous managers. He's 6'7", and he's like Bambi. You know, he's as weak. He's probably the weakest player on the pitch. I'd put my money on George Honeyman to give him a good hiding, and he's a foot smaller. Every time he goes up into the opponent's box, he ends up on the floor. It's just a shocking footballer. And it's been the last 2 years. He's only ever good the last 2 years when Hutchinson has been injured. He's only ever decent when Hutchinson is alongside him. He's not a leader, and he shouldn't be captain. Hutchinson has to come in for the Leicester game. Has to. Whether he does is another story. The two midfielders in the middle. So it depends on what we're going to do. It depends what we're going to do. If he's going to play for the five draws and try and nick one, then he's going to just leave the same two in the centre midfield. If you want to try and win, he's got to put De Noor and Honeyman in there. He's got to put them two in there. Because they will try and win a game. They both get the ball and they try and move the ball quickly, unlike these two. What we've got, they work hard, and I'll never say they won't. They're 100% as the pair of them, but they're just not very good with the ball at their feet, either of them. And you've just got to set up to try and win. But it just depends on where he's going to go. I can't watch this next season. I will tell you, I will not wait. He proved he hasn't evolved because he'd done the same thing yesterday. Took the forwards off, sat back. He's proved it. That it was heartbreaking to see it. My heart, as I said, my heart sank when it thought, oh, he's still doing the same thing. So, yeah, he ain't. I'll say it right now. And I know the listeners, some of the listeners will say, well, fuck off then, good riddance. But I won't be there next season. If he's still in manager, I will not watch that anymore. I gave up my season ticket at the end of the 18-19 season after watching that shit and renewed it once he'd gone, and I'm going to do the same again. It's shocking. Absolutely shocking football. Prehistoric. Terrible. Terrible. He's I don't want to slag him off too much, but I can't not state the basics, the basic facts of what it is. And again, it's not all down on him, because these players have just let us down for the last 12 months. And there's a lot of the same players. And I could actually take Ryan Leonard out of that, because I think he's just been absolutely standout amongst that lot who's been there from last year. Absolutely. The rest of them, could they do more? Yeah. Right, if you're a footballer, you get scouted because you can play football. And all of a sudden, they don't seem to be able to play football. They can't pass. They haven't got a clue. No one runs from deep to support the forwards. Oh, it's awful. Yeah, so I'm not just putting it just on Harris. This is he cost us a point yesterday. I wouldn't say he cost us the win. He cost us a point. And he allowed Huddersfield back into it. They're back into this chance of staying up. They were gone. We beat them yesterday. They're gone. We've been letting back in it. By throwing all the defenders on, taking the attackers off. It's just a load of shit. Is there anything else I want to add? Because I'll forget something. I don't know. I'm just so disappointed and angry. And I'm sure everyone else is as well. I've seen all the comments on Twitter. It's just we just never learn. And yeah, that's what it is. It's not just the players, it's not just the manager, it's those two fucking clowns upstairs. I'm not going to put as much on Kavanagh, because he seems to just be a businessman. That's from what I can see. And whether he's doing good for the business, I actually don't know, right, in that term. But we've got a director of football who's so fucking underqualified. And what is he doing there? They're the one appointing the manager. He's the appointing manager. Bringing the players in. He's a fucking disaster. I don't remember Stoke shooting up the league while he was there, or buying these great players and then passing them on for ultra millions afterwards. Didn't happen. How we've ended up with him back, I'll never know. Come the summer, no matter what happens, we need a proper clear out. Clear out of players, clear out of the manager, and clear out of at least Aldridge upstairs. Maybe Kavanagh too. I needed to get that off my chest. So I'm going to work now, and I can't pick my passengers up and take it out on them. So I've took it out on you, Nick, and I've took it out on the listeners. And I'm sure people will be agreeing with me, but there'll be people shouting back at me, calling me every name under the sun. But that's what it's all about, and it's opinions, and yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what we're all in it. And we're all upset. We're all angry to an extent. I swore football wouldn't do this to me anymore a few years ago. I just thought, do you know what? I'm just not going to let football affect me anymore. I'm not going to affect Millwall losing. Let it affect me. Let it affect my life anymore. Fuck me. It's come back with a vengeance. Nick, you have a good Sunday, mate. I'm off to work. See you later. Bye.
Big thank you, Tone. I really appreciate that message. Yeah, my wife treats me like that as well, mate. I think it's my function in life. I'm only mugging about. Lots and lots and lots to unpack in Tony's message. I'd love to hear what you think, dear listeners. I think, you know, listening to the comments that we had in part one of the show, and that extended one there from Tone, many, many people are reaching the same conclusions. I've followed this club now for too many years to recount them all. And we all know what Neil Harris, the player, meant to us. And we also know what Neil Harris, the manager, that got us from League One via the playoffs into the Championship. We know his contribution to our club. I do fear that we're at the limits as to what he can do with this pumped up adrenaline Millwallness style of approach. We have a squad that just isn't suited to that. They don't seem to have any spine. They have no vim, they have no nothing. They embarrass us in big situations. They've done it repeatedly. And you know, yesterday was just one more in many ways. As I said a few times on these shows this weekend, I was actually at a family function yesterday, so I'm sitting there like the teenage Kevin looking at my phone, whilst people are trying to make conversation and things. You know, I must have looked like a right rude, what's it? But you could just tell. I got a good chunk of the first half and on and off a bit of the second half on the phone. And you could just tell which way the wind was going to go, literally, yesterday at Huddersfield. Has he evolved as a coach? The only defence I'd make, Tone, the only thing I'd say, I can't disagree with your analysis. I suppose that there's still, this is the remnants of his squad from his previous time in charge, and, you know, via other managers since. So the squad is not entirely his. Those that do linger on from the past, such as Jake, who we've mentioned a few times across these two shows this weekend, they're aged, and age is a cruel mistress. We all know that. I know that myself. So, you know, whether a reshuffle of personnel recruitment at the club is going to happen, because half of these people have to kind of walk away from the club. Which turkeys rarely vote for Christmas, do they? As they say. So I'm not sure what the drive's going to be, where it's going to come. It can only come from James Berylson at the very top of the pile. And I do agree that the administration of our club is where it's all going to start and it will all finish. Because if we have any role or function in the modern game, it must be as a club of a similar standing to, say, Luton. Let's just use that as a very good example. But I'd also throw into the mix other clubs that have not been, certainly no bigger than us in the past. I'm talking about Bournemouth, I'm talking about Brentford. And they've all got money backing. I do get it. Even Fulham, to some extent, they've got money backing. But they've also got their position in this world now through shrewd business dealings, buying cheap, selling talent dear. That's where the future lies, if it's going to lie anywhere for us. That's got to come back to the administrator. I mean, you've mentioned a couple of names there. Alex, I know from a long while ago, when he was a journalist working with the Suffolk News. I'm not going to join in the general slating of him, but clearly the lack of personnel and resources and some of the managerial choices will be partly his, because he's now in a senior role at the club. Director of football, I believe he's called himself. It's got to come on to him as well. It's also got to come on to Steve Cavanagh, who is in charge. He is the chief executive, listeners. What I do notice a lot in talking about big stuff and small stuff, and often the two shed the same light on each other, is there's a lot of other people's jobs type of attitude. You know, things that are... The idea that the buck stops with the person at the top of the tree seems to have escaped us a lot in modern life. And I'd throw our Millwall FC into that. So what the solution to that's going to be, I don't know. I mean, we're looking at the end of the season in just a couple of weeks' time. And then a big summer's going to come up one way or the other. Who knows what division we're going to be in. But that was great stuff from Tone. I wanted to say thank you, mate, for sending it in. Do give me a shout, listeners, on Twitter. You can direct message me. We can exchange numbers if you want to send in your own verbal contributions. Always welcome. Or if you want to come on the show as a guest, I'm always open. Let's talk. Let's talk to each other. We're probably going to have a lot of a lot of stuff to talk about over the next few weeks and possibly over the summer months. Let's see how it goes. Huge thank you, Tony Monday. That was part two of this weekend's Akdung Millwall. Thank you for listening, dear listeners. Really appreciate it. And until the next edition, which we follow the midweek game versus Leicester, it's arrivederci mil from me, Nick Hart. Bye for now.
Achtung, Millwall.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.